Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about spirituality, healing, energy, alternative medicine, higher levels of consciousness, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun way to nourish your spirit. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, good evening, everybody. We want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. We're here again on Tuesday, and on Pacific time, we're here at 9 p.m. But if you go to iTunes, we're available all the time, which is something very, very wonderful. So if you are able to check this out, and if you want to go ahead and get your app, you can go ahead and subscribe to our iTunes channel, and that's something we would really, really appreciate. We also have our store, so a lot of the topics and things that we talk about on a regular basis, we try to put out some topics, other products and things like that out there that are kind of going along with that to make things easier for you guys to be able to listen in or check out products that can expand the conversation into something that will help you to transform, depending on what you're looking at. We got a couple of our regular diners going ahead and scooting up to the table tonight. Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
Mr. Jamie's doing pretty good. He just ate dinner, and he's nice and full, and here he is, calling from Seattle, Washington.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Glad you had a great dinner, especially with the cafe. You can, like, slide up, and we'll talk about dessert later. How about that?
Maybe I'll have some dessert,
going on
right? That sounds good.
Round two here, yeah. And Miss Gloria, how are you tonight?
Hello. Awesome to be here.
It's awesome to have you here. And how are you tonight?
I'm doing just great. Thank you so much.
Good. So the other day, my sister had sent me an email from a friend of hers that it was actually a YouTube that had gone viral that it was called a fun factor. And it was actually called the Piano Stairs. And it happened in Stockholm. And it was a very interesting, it's actually an experiment that they wound up calling it the Fun Theory Case. And there's a series of different kinds of experiments that they did. And what was cool is they actually were, a couple of them were in Stockholm. One I know they did in China and Japan. There's all different kinds of stuff. And if you go to YouTube and look at the Fun Theory stuff, some of that was sponsored by Volkswagen. And they're really wanting to look at fun ways of being able to solve problems. And through participation, motivation, and just really helping people to have positive choice when it comes to different kinds of things that would make things either more healthy for you or just kind of helping the environment, all different kinds of stuff. So the YouTube that that she sent to me was called the Piano Stairs. And what they did was they took a regular stairway with two escalators on both sides, and this was, again, in Stockholm. And I apologize, I don't know what timeline that was, but if you go to YouTube and put Piano Stairs on there with Fun Theory, you'll be able to have it. We're also going to have that attached to this episode on our transformation-cafe.com, so you guys can go ahead and check that out. We'll actually have two or three of these different ones that we're going to talk about on there. Just fun little things to see how when you put a little bit of fun into a situation, what people do. So, but what happened was they went ahead and installed piano keys, you know, like in the movie Big with Tom Hanks back in the day. He'd gone to FOA Schwartz, and it was one of those lifetime piano key things where he actually was playing music with the piano. And same similar thing. They attached these different each step had a key, a different key, and even had half notes, which is pretty cool. As people walked up the stairs, it would change into the different tones. And they found that putting that as an option, as opposed to just going up and down the escalators, that 66% chose to use the stairs over the escalator when they had the option of playing on the keys. So I had sent that to both of our listeners tonight with Jamie and Gloria. So what did you guys think of that video?
I have a question.
Yeah.
When you said you weren't sure about the timeline, what did you mean?
I mean, I didn't know what time it came out. I think it was in 2011 that they actually had started the whole thing.
Was it in 2009?
Okay, thank you. So in 2009 was actually what they were they were using that new level of theory that's been out there for a little while now. So what did you think of that, Gloria?
Well, if you go to the, it's called www.thefuntheory.com, and they have a number of different videos of things that they've done.
Mm-hmm.
So including the staircase, they have the world's deepest bin, the speed camera lottery, the bottle bank arcade machine, and the play belt to make it fun to put on your seatbelt.
Yes. All simple things that in the long run, they could be considered tedious or, you know, mundane, but when you make them a little bit more fun, it's something that, you know, it's helping, like I said, with either your health or just the care of yourself or the planet and having it be something really, really cool. And watching that video, though, what did you think?
Well, I think it's interesting because when you look at the way that people really prefer to have fun, it kind of goes along with the Disney commercial where they talk about there's a little minion in each of you. Or no, not Disney, it's Universal Studios.
Mm-hmm.
My bad. You know, everybody wants to have fun, and it just shows that, you know, people are looking for fun no matter where they are.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? And I think in the majority of situations, there's some fun to be found, depending what you've got going on during your day. But we surprised with the amount of people and just all the different age groups that really allow themselves just to kind of explore the keys and being able to walk up and down them. I think that was part of the fun of watching people, too, because it wasn't necessarily just any kind of a certain demographic. Really, everybody really chose to, you know, go and explore the keys. I thought that was one thing that was really neat about, you know, just watching that. The thing too I like about these videos is they're not very long. A lot of them are less than 2 minutes, but they really tell the story in a very succinct way. You really get a sense of how things change. So what did you think, Jamie?
Well, it looked like they were having fun, that's for sure.
Did you want to run out there and just jump on those keys too, huh?
I would have probably been the annoying guy and been stuck on one key or repeated it or something. I don't know.
Just stand there and bug everybody. Well, the second thing they did,
or jump
that,
in somebody's song then or something, who knows.
Exactly. And they're like going, really? Okay. And then the second one they had done in that same subway system where they put in a slide. They had a slide one that they had added. Instead of the stairways, they added a slide to one side of the escalator. And same thing. It was real interesting how people, just because it was an adult-sized slide that you could, you know, instead of taking the stairs, you take the slide. I take the slide, of course. That would be so fun. I think all three of us would, just for fun, you know, to go ahead and take that or not. But it was interesting watching people, especially older people, kind of shook their heads like, there shouldn't be a slide here. This isn't appropriate, you know, and that kind of thing kind of going on too. So I thought that was really kind of a cool thing of just like looking at making something that's a regular task and putting some play and stuff into it. So one of the other ones that I enjoy is called Take a Seat. And what it was where they set up just a single small table, and it was like on a walkway that was pretty busy for people commuting. And then they put one single chair out there with a nice tablecloth, and they had a single vase of a rose with a little sign on the table that said called Take a Seat. And what was interesting was so many people walked by kind of scratching their heads. People would even like stop and take a picture of the whole scenario with their cell phone. But it took quite a while for people to even somebody to dare to actually sit down. But when they did, what was really cool was, and it wound up being an older gentleman. This actually happened, I think, in Japan. Sat down, and a quartet of violinists came out and started playing this really beautiful, you know, baroque music for that person. And then another lady came out, and she had a tray with a cup of tea and some cookies on it. So he got to have some cookie and tea and just kind of slow down his life for a second and just to take a seat and to slow down a little bit and just, you know, take a little break for your life. So, I mean, I thought that was really cool. Would you do that? Would you take a seat, not knowing when it was going to happen?
I guess
sure, why not?
I guess it would depend.
Sorry,
on
I didn't ask. I didn't identify it. Who was going to ask? So,
I guess it would depend on whether or not the seat was clean.
Yeah, it was very. It was. Just, it would have been nice. It would have been this nice little break for your day. But it was in right in the middle of the walkway. It wasn't like it was on the side or anything. So you definitely would have people walking on both sides of you, just kind of hurrying along and doing what they needed to do. But it was in the middle of everything, just to kind of pause for a second and have that happen. So you would do that as long as its seat was clean, Gloria?
Well, that, and I didn't have someplace else to be.
Okay.
So they had
you,
all these people kind of on call for the specific...
They were kind of hiding.
And they had to wait until the guy, somebody sat down, right?
Right. Just off to the side where it was they could watch it, and then as soon as the person actually sat down, then they would go ahead and come forward and just kind of stand around him, and then the girl would come out with the tray with the tea and then the cookies.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think if you take a seat for a cookie, I think I would be there. Just if I know there's a cookie involved, I'd be like, nah, I got to make time for that. That's okay, you know.
Would you ask for a cookie before you sat down?
You know what? Yeah, look what happens. All of a sudden you get to me like, well, I don't know. What kind of cookie is it? What kind of tea is it? So the whole idea is just, you know, trusting that there could be this wonderful little experience if you're willing just to pause for a second and just take a seat. So, it was cute. It was a cute little idea and a great thing for just, you know, pausing for a second and taking a break from the busy life. And when they got done, they instead of a restaurant, you know, when they give you your ticket, it basically was just an invitation to go to Fun Life, you know, funtherapy.com, and let them know if they liked it. It's kind of like our page, you know, was kind of like what the request was. Instead of like paying somebody for the services, it was basically just, you know, like the fact that we're doing this kind of stuff. So that was really, really a kind of a cool idea. So I like that. That was good. So, and then the other one that they had that was really cool that I totally would want to do was they took shopping carts and they put a skateboard on the back of it. So they went ahead and made it a real sturdy where, you know, instead of all the wheels and everything, it was attached to the back of a shopping cart. So you had a skateboard, so you could just do it everything on one foot kind of a thing. And I thought that was really cool to be able to do something like that. So, what do you think, Gloria? If you could go in the fast lane with a skateboard on the back of your shopping cart, would you go for it?
When you say the fast lane, are we talking about on the freeway?
No, they made like a fast lane in this supermarket with your skateboard.
No, I wouldn't.
The back of your shopping cart.
No, I would not.
You would not?
I would not.
You know, it was interesting. When they did that experiment, nobody wanted to use a regular cart. Everybody chose the skateboard, which I thought was really cool. So.
Well, I don't normally use the cart.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Kind of a little bit different thing we have kind of going on that. So, another one that they did.
If I take a cart. That means that I don't need to speed through the store. It means I have things that need to happen, and I'm going to take my time to get what I need. So it wouldn't benefit me.
Right.
Unless, of course, I was on that game show where, you know, you just put everything in the cart as fast as possible and then give it to you.
Yeah, but then it's
the
strategy.
You
want to get the most expensive stuff. Oh, my gosh. Remember, they would go and grab the most expensive meats and all that kinds of meats and cheeses, expensive wine and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I totally remember that. They know they have a new version of that on the Food Channel with a guy where same kind of thing, but you actually have different, sessions that you do with that, and you kind of cook your way to the top because they basically would they'd say, you know, grab all the ingredients for, you know, whatever kind of dishes that you want to have on that. And everybody kind of made their own version of it. And some people, they would get their stuff and then they'd have to trade all the ingredients that they bought or they'd picked up. And so the other person would get stuff and they wouldn't know what to do with it because it wasn't their recipe, that kind of thing. So they have stuff like that kind of going on. So that can be a fun show, stuff like that kind of going on.
I did see the ad for that.
Yeah. So pretty fun. So, Jamie, would you do that? Would you get on the skateboard?
Am I on? Can you hear me?
Yeah, would you get on the skateboard? Yeah, would you get on that skateboard with the shopping cart?
I used to just put my foot on the little bottom rung and push myself around like that, you know. But I would try it,
sure. But you were doing it anyway. Yeah,
right.
He can totally be out there just like speeding around. Well, the good news on that is they put little flags on these suckers so they know how fast they're going around the grocery store.
But haven't you ever rode a cart after you loaded your groceries? Well, maybe you don't now, but when you were younger,
yeah,
you could ride the cart around the lot.
Yeah, well, you know, actually at the end of that video, the one that they call the fun with a shopping cart, they do that. They show them actually going out to their car to go ahead and load the groceries in. And that's actually the most effective place it would be to, because you're just out there, you just like let her rip, you know. You're out there on full bore, you know, letting yourself go to your car. That would be really fun. I think that would be fun to have in, you know, a supermarket. I could see how it could get a little out of hand, but I think it would totally be fun too. So
Have you seen the baskets at Costco? How about one of those?
They were pretty big. The one that
they're
were
humongous.
Using for this one. They are humongous. You know, right. You probably could do the. You could go and do the take a seat thing. You actually could take a seat inside your shopping cart and say, "Okay, I'll
well,
sit here."
Then they
have,
the
my
motorized
violinist follow me around in my shopping
too.
Cart, and I wonder if people would do that. If you could climb into a shopping cart, sit there, and then somebody else would cart you around, and your violin would be there with your. You could have your tea and cookies. Yeah. That's
well, you know,
way
it was, I think it would be just as comfortable if they took some of the handicap little things, you know, when you get onto the motor scooter to do your shopping, and it could be radio controlled, and that way
they
you
could.
Wouldn't have to worry. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's talk out there about
could,
having everything.
And then you could put
into
the grocery store like they have on the freeway about the speed, you know, or the everything control is controlled by the stuff in the highway.
Right, to make things more efficient. So apparently there wouldn't be any more gridlock. I don't know about that, but
well,
that's the
way you don't hit people. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I've had dreams like that when I sleep, that I've had dreams that my car was controlled by itself. It would just I just tell it where I'd want it to go and it would drive me there. I don't know, for me that kind of seems scary. Because it's not like it's on a rail or anything. It'd just be loose out there going and doing its thing. So, I don't know. That's kind of
interesting. I don't know about those automatic cars, that's for sure.
Yeah.
With regards to that video with the stairs and the music, did the studies talk about any kind of health benefits in people that are repeating, or did they remove the stairs? Is it an ongoing
I don't
study?
Know how long they had them there. I think they only did it for maybe a couple of days just to see if people would choose the stairs as opposed to going up the escalator. So the whole idea was, you know, would you be willing to do more of an athletic? Would you take stairs as opposed to just standing on an escalator? And people were. You know, like I said, it was over 50%.
Uh-huh.
But it wasn't like a large flight of stairs either. I mean, there was maybe 15 steps, which is, you know, that's a little bit of stairs. But people were really enjoying it, and they're having a good time with that.
You would think that they'd have
cool.
a number of keys on a piano steps.
Yeah, that'd be a really long stairs. Oh, my gosh. Well, I think they get to a point where, like, if it's just one flight of stairs
steps,
and it's something
it?
To play, yeah, it doesn't get fun anymore. That wouldn't be fun. It'd be too many stairs, I think. It would scare a lot of people away. That'd be a totally different thing. So,
I'm having visions of when my grandmother taught me how to play green sleeves on the piano, and it's like as a kid, like jumping from key to key, that would be really challenging.
Yes, it would be very challenging. Well, you have one. Well, we would need somebody per key. You probably would need somebody like every four keys or something like that to be able to help handle the playing of the music.
That is a music that comes out really
weird.
You know,
I get in my head, I'm like, okay, how many people would it take to actually play green sleeves? Okay, anyway, on stairs, imagine that. So, another one they did was called the elevator, and the whole theme of it was just like creating like a fast lane elevator where you step into it, and they had decorated it to make it look like it was an elevator that was going to put you up on a rocket, which was pretty fun. It had like a red flashing light and lighting and all that. And they did a sound thing where the elevator would close and it counted down from five to lift off, and then you heard the sound of rockets. So when you were going back, when you were going from one floor to another going up, it would sound like, you know, these major rockets taking off. So that was pretty cool. And, you know, it was fun because they had cameras in there so they could see people's reactions, and everybody was just really, really loving it, thinking it was just that marvelous thing. You weren't going any faster than a normal elevator, but, you know, you had all these sounds and colors and everything happening to you that made you, you know, kind of have just a different experience. It's kind of like a mini Disneyland, you know, these little upping. And same thing, if you were coming down, you know, you'd take off and then you'd, you know, have it where you were landing. You'd have, like, landing sounds instead of taking off. So that was pretty cool. That was kind of a neat thing
for people.
I could
just see the audio going on, going, 10, 9, 8,
7. Yeah. Counted down from 5 to, you know, and when you were going to, when your the elevator was going to open, it would count down from 5 to 1, and then the elevator would open. So
that's a lot of counting.
It is.
It's a lot of counting. It's a lot of counting. It is. But that's
okay. Abbreviated.
Because, you know. And people, I'm sure, after a while, were standing in line to, you know, be able to experience that elevator. So that's, you know, it gets to be that novelty. So one of the things they were seeking to do with the whole fun factor, with the fun theory, was they'd had one where they had a footbridge that was at a campus that was really a very busy crossover area for the school. And underneath, of course, you know, there was lots of heavy traffic, and they were trying to get everybody to use this footbridge. So what they did was is they did kind of a crisscross pattern on the footbridge, and when you touched the different bands that they had hooked up there, it made squeaky, you know, like squeaky toy sounds. So as you're walking across the bridge, you had all these different sounds of squeaky toys. And within about 2 hours, the amount of foot traffic had doubled from before, just for the fact that it was a funner experience for people to do that. So, you know, just things like that. They were seeing the productivity and then seeing it where people were wanting to have a funner experience. They were willing to go up the stairs to, you know, experience the squeaky toy sounds and stuff like that as they crossed the bridge. That made everybody safer. And that's a cool thing.
Did I just hear you say funner?
Funner. Funner. I know it's a new word, right? It's probably not a typical word. Fun, funner, funnest. There you go.
Increased fun.
Fun. Yes.
Funner is a word, isn't it?
Funner?
More fun.
Funner. Funner. Yeah.
Funner.
Funner
isn't a word, is it?
Thank you, Jamie.
Yeah,
I needed
well,
that.
No, I was asking my wife. She's
it is
the
now.
The one.
It is now.
She's the one who does all the English.
Funner. Funner than ever. Yeah, exactly.
So that
and
would be not funner? No funner? Unfun?
It doesn't work the other way. No, it doesn't.
No, it
work
doesn't,
the other
does way. It? Sad
no,
12.
No, and that's good because then it wouldn't be fun. So it's just funner.
Non-fun.
And then when they had, right. And then when they had was called the trash can fun, where they actually took a trash can. And they mounted a sound machine in the top of it that made it sound like you were dropping something, and you could hear it dropping like a bomb or something. And then it would take a long time. And then once it supposedly landed, it sounded like it exploded inside, you know, the trash can. And
it almost
sounds
like
was,
candid camera.
It does sound like candid camera. And a lot of the stuff kind of was candid camera kind of stuff, just in
and
a fun
the,
kind of
way.
And
they get the reaction, right? The reaction shot?
Yeah.
Right.
I like some of the examples that the finalists that won did, like the parties where you could keep the music going by putting in the recycled trash.
Uh-huh.
As well as get the possibility in a vending machine. They had a recycle thing so that you crush the can and put it in, and it plays like a one-armed bandit with a slot machine, and you have the chance of winning another cold soda or not.
Uh-huh. I think that's great. Yeah, and they had a machine, too, that for recycling bottles where they'd have a light on top, and they'd have, like, different places where you could put the bottle in, and there would be lights. So, you know, like on the mole game where you'd actually go and try to hit the mole kind of thing for speed, they'd have it where they had the lights depending on where you put the bottle in and how you, once you were guessing which of the, you know, different openings you were supposed to put the bottle in, you know, you go ahead and win, you know, whatever. So I don't think you get a bottle back. That's not the idea, but.
I can remember the old soda machines where you pulled the bottle out of the actual
yes.
rack. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Those I liked.
Mm-hmm.
And
then you pop.
And in the chest version, too, where they
right.
have the rack where you pull it out. Yeah. Not the upright one, but the chest.
Not the up one. I think the chest one, they might be contemporary, but maybe a little older that way, too.
Yeah. They are a little older. Right. They're a little older than the other ones, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But those are long gone.
Well, they had an American Pickers on there on this tonight, and they had one of their episodes where they were doing a old Coca-Cola machines, right, the old ones. We would actually pull the bottle out and all that kinds of stuff. One that's all beat up is going to go for about $700 to $750, and he said one that's in pristine condition like the original one.
Thousands and thousands,
they go for
probably.
Almost probably $2,000 to $3,000. Yeah, especially if it's the original paint and it's in good condition and everything works. They're worth about $3,000.
Yeah.
That's like, to me, that was kind of amazing. But yet it made sense because it's just that Americana. You know, have
then there's
there.
Another show
fun.
Where they restore things too. So they kind of try to get as original as possible. That's
the restoration.
Right, exactly.
Restoration show. And
right.
He's got a whole like side yard that's got all that kinds of stuff in it, so he can get pieces and everything else that he does.
Right. I imagine they try to salvage as much original stuff as they can, and then if it's not in working order, they can use it for parts maybe.
Well, that
or,
I mean,
or they might have
to
fabricate. They might have to fabricate the part, right?
Yeah. You can actually go to Las Vegas, and that's downtown, I think off of Main Street. I'm not sure. But he's got two different locations now. In the original location where they started the restoration show, you can actually do a walkthrough and stuff like that of that location now. So that's pretty cool. So, and I know with, like, the Pawn Stars, which is another place where that was real popular, you can walk through their location as well. It's a little bit different too, so it's kind of funny. You know, they don't even really do business out of there anymore. They've got like a mall, a factory out the area, someplace else where they actually do all their stuff nowadays. It's like it gets so big and you got so much people. I've heard people actually come to Vegas just so they can go to the Pawn Star location and check it out and be able to walk through it. Isn't that amazing? That's kind of amazing.
So they could see Chumlee probably.
Probably. He's a very popular character. He's a very popular guy. And now they have one called Pornography.
Right. It's
called
like
Pornography.
A game show, isn't it?
It's a game show where they have to guess stuff that's got the certain values on it to find out if they can get it. Yeah. So, you know, that's PAWN, Pornography. So it's kind of an interesting thing. Sure, we clarify that so people know what we're talking about. Yeah. So
well,
we've got a couple minutes left here. So we got a couple minutes left. I just want to encourage everybody to go, like you said, we'll have a few of these and we'll have the flower there or the funtherapy.com on there, funtherapy.com, so people can go and check that out. And there was some competitions of different people just creating different other things that are also available on YouTube to be able to check that stuff out. So it's a great place to just kind of inspire everybody to be looking for the fun, looking for new ways of being able to take, like I said, just the average things that we do. Like I love the idea of making it to where, you know, you put your safety belt on and it's more fun. You know, it's productive for everybody, and just especially for the person they're driving, making sure that they have that taken care of. And just making the mundane things that we, you know, we kind of take for granted, or things that we, you know, kind of like, oh, yeah, I got to go in the grocery store. But then going, oh, hey, I get to go on a skateboard. That's going to be fun. And just really enjoying ourselves. So it's those little things in life that just make the difference. So why not make them more fun and have it be where it can be unique and delightful and just something that's more of a special occasion that just delights us for the day. That's always a really good thing, just like you guys do for me for the show. So I just want to thank you for that. That's really cool. So what do you guys think of that whole thing, the fun therapy?
Sounds like fun. I'll do it.
Sounds like fun. It's funner. It's funner.
Oh, more fun.
More fun, yeah. What about you, Gloria?
I think everybody needs to put a spring in their step and a laugh in their, a lilt in their voice.
A lilt in their voice. Yes, yes.
That's right.
And I think it's cool that it was, you know, it went viral, so there was a lot of activity going on with all that too. So so it's, you know, making it a fun thing of life. So as always, you guys make it fun for me, and I want to thank you for joining us here at the cafe. We'll see you next time.
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.